الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Discussing yesterday about how easily it is possible for all of us, and in fact enjoyable, to eat halal and tayyiba, that food which is halal or halal also, which is tayyib, in which there is no doubt, and in which which is healthy and wholesome. And a major problem which people fear, which people face, and today it is, whether it's in the villages or whether it is in underdeveloped countries, third world countries, the whole world, is the chicken problem. That the broiler chicken, which is easily available, slaughtered by commercial slaughterhouses, and everyone looks for things which are easy, and everyone just goes for it. So a solution to that is that, as I mentioned yesterday, I'm just reiterating again, because it's a very important thing, a very helpful thing, and it will help us in our deen also, in our dunya also. That first of all, try and have a little cage at home in the yard, in which you're according to your consumption of chicken for the week or so, where you can fit them in there. Then get your broiler chickens live. That is not a problem. It's very easy to still get broiler chickens live. To get the desi chicken, the farm chicken, that is still a problem. But the broiler chicken is not a problem at all. Get a 6-week-old chicken or something according to your taste, and then you keep it in there for 3 days. Feed it simply with mixed fowl grain. Feed it on that, feed it on other things, vegetables, leaves, etc., which are left over, and after 3 days, slaughter it. And you will see the children will also enjoy it, and soon the family will enjoy it. Make one day in a week, a Saturday afternoon, a Sunday morning, dedicated to this, and it won't be a problem. And you slaughter your 6 chicken. How many chicken you think you need according to your requirement? Then have at the beginning, if you cannot clean, your wife cannot clean, your helper in the house, in most cases they know how to clean. Get them to help you and then clean. And then have it cleaned. And then you can freeze it for the week or whatsoever. And as far as possible, if you can, don't go via the deep freeze also. If you can, just have fresh chicken. There is nothing more better than fresh and original. I usually maintain, and I can remember, the best meal, what I can remember I enjoyed was in Bangladesh. And that was when we were hosted by one Haji Dilawar Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum. He's a very big steel merchant, a businessman, but he's a Khalifa of our Sheikh, and he's got thousands of murids. And mashallah, he makes bayan also very good. Anyway, when we sat down to eat at his place, he told me, this chicken you are eating, 2 hours ago it was alive. It was walking around here. It was slaughtered, cleaned in the pot, from the pot into your plate. No mortuary in between, and no jahannam also. Microwave oven jahannam. It didn't go through jahannam also, and it never go through a mortuary also. Then there was goat meat. Then that also, he said, this also was walking around 2 hours ago. We slaughtered it, cleaned it in the pot, from the pot in your plate. The wealthy people have got their own ponds with their houses in Bangladesh. And they have enough fish there. So they fish the fish also from there. And that also fresh from there in the pot and into your plate. So that what you get original and what you get fresh. And you will be surprised the enjoyment you get in it. And the health benefits. Usually I control my food consumption. At home it's very easy, it's not difficult. But when we have dawats, but when we get a place where it's original and fresh, then I usually overeat. And then I can't resist where it's original and where it's fresh. And when it's all this fancy and modern things, alhamdulillah, I hardly really eat. Very, very, very little. And then also just concentrate on like the vegetables or the daals or just some soup or something. And the salads which are there. And the salads are also very tasty. If you have salad with chapati, that is a roti without ghee. And you have this vegetable salads. It's a wonderful meal. And it's really enjoyable. And really you don't even have to put a salad dressing. If you want to, you can put. And if you want to put salad dressing, the best is some vinegar, salt, pepper. And have some onion, olives, etc. White cheese. It's a wonderful dish on its own. You don't need really anything else. You stick to these basic things. So one is the slaughtering of it, if we can do. And as I've repeated many times, Dr. Ismail Rawat, one brother reminded me of his surname, in Mpangani, he does this. He does it because of a health condition he has got. When he eats this broiler chicken, he suffers from a health condition. And when he does it this way, alhamdulillah. So that is one thing. The other thing is, once a month, once in 2 months, go to a farm, or even better, get a goat, preferably to a sheep. Sheep is also alright, but the sheep industry is also so big, the feed they give to the sheep is also all artificial feed. It's not organic, it's not the original. So if you, and they haven't interfered with the goat industry, because that is still quite small, it's not worth their while. Because they only after rands and cents, and in the process destroying the health and the morals, and the corrupting the culture of people. So the goat industry is better. And the goat, as I mentioned previously also, eats those herbs, and that type of grass, which is the remedy for cancer and the remedy for TB. And the smell of the goat also is a remedy for TB and a remedy for cancer. So get involved in that. And the children will enjoy it. Instead of going out to the restaurant to go and eat one weekend or one Saturday night or something, spend your weekend in this. And this is like a picnic on its own also. You go to a farm, you slaughter everything, but also be careful that don't go into photography there. Today, Eid's day, what a wonderful, great day of Eid. But photos are taken when slaughtering the animal, etc. Everyone standing with the animal, that is haram. Don't contaminate it with this haram. So slaughter, bring it home, and if you have to freeze it, and you eat that, and try and eat the fresh. And if you slaughter your own, a thing which we are greatly deprived of, with the chicken also, with the goat also, are the legs, trotters. And this is also very healthy. People are commonly complaining about problems of knee joints, back joints, have the trotters, the joints of the body, the bones of it, have that soup made. It is very, very healthy, extremely tasty also. Also, the other soup is with the head of the animal. Make soup out of that also. And also eat the bheju, the brain of the animal. Whichever part of the animal you eat, which is halal for you to eat, it strengthens that part of your body. This bones, etc., the joints of the body, which is usually the trotters, that will make your joints of your body strong. And the bheju, your brain will become strong. One doctor advised one patient that after treating him, just gave him some final advice, you must eat brains, bheju, brains. So he asked, what brains? He said, fowl brains. He said, no problem, very good. Cow, no problem. Sheep, no problem. Fish, very good, no problem. Then he kept on asking, he said, eat whatever brains you want to, don't chow my brains. He's eating his brains all the time. So anyway, all these things we are deprived of today. And also, I was so fortunate when we visited Bulawayo recently, MashaAllah, some people who also have a good taste in this, they had to cook the stomach of the goat. They slaughtered a special goat for the occasion when we went there. And they cooked the stomach also. And it makes your stomach lining stronger. Today, many people have got a problem with stomach. Stomach-related illnesses are all with regard to this. If you eat that part of the animal, the stomach, and today, normally, ojri, just you hear the word ojri, people don't want to hear the word also. Right? But it's very, very healthy and very tasty also. Then the kaleji, all the different types. And especially the gurda. What gurda? Kidney. That is very good. How many people have got problems with urine drops after urinating? They have doubts in their paaki, etc. Eat the kidney. And see how much it will help. All this, if you will slaughter at home, the fowl also has got all this. And that also you can have. And the goat or the sheep has also got all this. Enjoy it. And then club together a few people. Once in 6 months or so, go to a farm, slaughter a cow, a bull. Because one family, perhaps it's far too much for them. And in the bull, in the cow, the best is the 6 month old. What do you veal? The veal is the best, better than even the goat and better than chicken also. Either you get game or you get the veal, a 6 month old calf. And that is extremely healthy also. So to club together, and a veal hasn't got so much meat. One family can manage for a few months. You don't have to club together. But if you want to, if you can't stay with, and try and avoid beef. Beef is very unhealthy also. Very hot, very unhealthy. Qurbani beef is no problem. But otherwise, besides that, try and avoid beef. And today the steaks, we cannot stay without it. Or without the beef. But try and stay away from it. So before I explain, one other great benefit of it, who is prepared to start, inshallah? Inshallah, all do try. And I would like, secondly, that you by personally, you tell me we have started. And or you email me, we have started. These are the things that make me very happy. Many places where we go, they told us, how many brothers, you told us of this fazila, since that day I'm doing it. And there is nothing that makes me more happy. One brother emailed me a very nice email. He said, we are friends. I made my one khatam already. I'm on the way of making my second khatam. I announced and said, who made Quran khatam, we are friends. Otherwise, we are not friends. Like small children, they say, I'm not friends with you, katti buchi. Which one you choose? That you are my friend or you're not my friend? Who make Quran khatam, we are friends. Who will come to original food? The benefit of it, I can assure you, without any doubt, this chicken, commercial chicken, forget how it's slaughtered, that's a whole department of its own again. I'm not touching that subject. Even if it is halal, but the feed they give it, what it is, cancer is one natural byproduct of it. And today the amount of people that are suffering from cancer, it is because of what we are eating all this. All our other health problems, we have this easy lifestyle. You just buy it from the shops or somebody delivers to your house, and with all that other filth and muck which is in there, just outwardly it's packed very nicely. Very long ago, easily 45 years ago or so, there was a masala of halal mutton. The old Jamiat ul-Ulama, Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, my most great illustrious ustad, he was the president, and he explained to the people that what you buy on your own, you slaughter. In those days, the meat cutting machines were not so common. Now you can purchase your own, have your own meat cutting machine at home also, and cut your meat yourself also. Those days it wasn't like that. He says when you chop the bones and you get that small pieces, which are irritating. But he says that is much better than you see that how it's hung in the butchery and is presented in such a nice way. Just like to understand this, my ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. For many occasions, we had the occasion, he was my neighbor also, we taught together also later in life. And I had the opportunity, I had a car. Abhisab never drove, he never had a car. Whenever he had to go, many times he would ask me, and I had the great honor to be of service to him. So going to Kabristan for a janazah, many times we were together. And in many Kabristans, they in Primrose as well, you first had to pass the white people's Kabristan. Then you come to the Muslim Kabristan in a corner somewhere. So when we pass these, they are very well maintained, very neat. And our side, it is not, usually not as well maintained as it is here. But he told me, don't look at the top of this Qabr. Inside there's fire. And our Kabristan, outside it looks very, very simple. Even if it's maintained well. There are no all those big tombstones and all those things. But inside, there is Jannat inside. And here there is, outside it looks like so clean and tidy and all the flowers, but inside is the fire of Jahannam. So just like that, don't be overtaken with the outside of things. Today the trills and the frills and the trimmings and all these things amuse us. No, look at what is inside. So, if you will have this natural food, you will save yourself of a lot of illnesses, lot of problems in life. With illnesses, how many things come? You eat the right food and see, and fish is very good. But that also try and avoid the commercial fish. Try and eat the natural fish. The fish whether it's from a dam, a river or the sea, but not that which has been bred and which is used for commercial purposes. That feed of that fish also is what you buy usually in the supermarkets. It is all that ready-packed boxes. In many cases, it is just the fish which is bred and grown by man. That also, the feed of it is very bad. So, inshallah, if you'll do this, you are doing a great favor to yourself. And those countries where it's not possible still, think of solutions. How you can come. And you can still go to farms, etc. and do it. But for us here, in most of our countries, it's still very easy at home you can do all this. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, and see to our health, which is a very great amanat also. It's a great ni'mat also from Allah, and it's an amanat to look after your health. And usually I tell the students for the ulama to look after their health is a greater amanat. Because their lives are not for themselves. Their lives is for the ummah, for the community. If you're a sick person and you became a wonderful, great alim also. Look at Maulana Zakaria Sahab, very good alim. He has studied very well, very good results. And this is not of his doing. Allah meant it. He's got, but in spite of that, he's doing deen's khidmat. But if he did not have this, how much more deen's khidmat he could do? And if you have got all the ailments, you have got the setbacks because of this, if it's personally our ordinary, you won't be able to do your business properly, your job properly. But an alim has got the greatest job. He has to serve the ummah. He has to serve the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His responsibility is the greatest. Therefore, his health is also imperative. It has to be good also. And we must look after it. The smoking habits, drugs, etc., all this other alcohol, all this other wrong things should not be in our lives at all. Try and maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. To be active also. And as I mentioned, to be active, it's more than sufficient to walk to the masjid. Today that we don't do, but then we go for all other hiking trails and all other things we do. No, just walk to the masjid. For women folk, really, the household chores are more than enough for them. They don't have to go jump, they don't have to go jogging, they don't have to do anything else. You don't need a diet in your life also. Our natural way, sunnat way, is a natural diet also. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand this. The next point that we have to keep roza about is our attitude. That is, after keeping roza, have this fear that I don't know if my ibadat, my roza is accepted or not. And this is in everything. We should train yourself here in Ramadan. What is the solution? That don't let pride come into you. This holier than thou attitude, or just that I am better than you, be very afraid of that. So just to run through the 6 points again, The first one, the rosa of the tongue we spoke about, rosa of the eyes, rosa of the ears, rosa of the heart and mind, rosa of the stomach, which we just finished now, and now the rosa that after you have fasted, don't let pride come in you. Keep a rosa of pride, that pride must not come near you also. And to keep 30 days rosa is a great thing, mashallah. Really, we take it for granted, but there are so many places where they don't know it's Ramzan also. There is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah has made it easy. And for that, be very thankful to our parents, our forefathers. They kept this in the house. Like many places, one place in Madras, most probably it was, a person had reverted to Islam, accepted Islam, and just before Ramzan. And the Muslims, in their ignorance, they forced the person to keep roza also. Summer rozas of India. The person again left the fold of Islam. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi became very upset. He said, how could they impose it on the person? Let him accept it is farad, but he's a newcomer still. He is not used to keeping roza. They are used to eating all the time, like a cow chewing all the time. That is the way, their way. And now suddenly you impose this roza. It should be brought gradually, like we see as children in our homes, and make dua for our parents. Even if they were not particularly pious or somebody, they were not alims, but they instilled in us the values of roza, of namaz. We just take it for granted today that I'm keeping my 30 rozas. 30 rozas is a miracle, and this miracle didn't happen just like that. And Ramadan is filled with miracles. The Taraweeh that takes place is a miracle. And for that Hafiz year, for example, I don't think there are less than 100 Jayyid Hafizas listening to them. Just to know it, that the one good Hafiz is behind me. That puts you under so much pressure and tension. And yeah, I think, and not only ordinary good Hafizas, there must be 100 and they are listening. What pressure! There is a miracle that they can still read. Otherwise you'll become tongue-tied. And you won't be able to read also, to keep the rozas. And our little children, this year met a boy, a child of about 4 years, who kept his first roza. That's a miracle for a child of 4 years, and voluntarily. One child, the mother phoned home to Apa, and then the child is saying from the back, that day he didn't get up for Sehri. And he's insisting he's keeping roza. Mother is insisting he mustn't keep. So she said, ask Bibi Apa the Masala. That can I keep roza without Sehri? In so much that eagerness is in there. And slowly we kept half rozas at the beginning. Then we kept one roza, one in the whole month. Then we kept few. Then soon the time came, we kept the whole rozas. Before we were baligh. Most of us are such that before we became baligh and rozas had become faraz, we were already keeping the 30 rozas. This is our parents and the environment. And this Islamic environment, one is Islamic education. That is also important. That's a separate subject. But this Islamic environment, Islamic ethos and values which are in our Muslim home, generally which are there. We don't realize what a great ni'mat that our parents have instilled us. Maybe some cases where the parents also don't keep roza. But they make sure and they encourage and allow and encourage the children to keep roza. Many parents don't make namaz 5 times regularly. But they allow the children, they tell them also you must make namaz. These are great, great values. So these are great things that we should appreciate. But with all this, after keeping our 30 rozas, or 29, 30, whatever the case may be, make shukr to Allah. And one of the greatest remedies of pride is shukr. At one time I found my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and told him that ulama also becoming bad, and this is bringing pride in me, that now like you're a big person, and ulama of India and Pakistan were becoming bad at that particular time. Hazrat told me immediately that this is my telephonic conversation to you from Karachi to Azadville, and I'm informing you that the remedy of pride is shukr. And make shukr to Allah. Really, what is pride? That I did it. My achievement. So you are putting the sugar in the right place, you are addressing it to yourself. Mashallah, I am so great. Just put it where it's supposed to be. The example of this, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful example, which was on ikhlas, sincerity. But that is, it's related with this remedy of shukr also. What was that? He says that, for example, a contractor built a house for Abdul Razak. And then when he's finished, now he went to Abdul Razak's brother Abdul Ghaffar. He told me, pay me now, I've built your house, it's ready. He says, you never built for me, you built for Abdul Razak. You didn't build for Abdul Ghaffar. You waste my house. You built your house for Abdul Razak. Take your wages from Abdul Razak. So the same way, if we do our amal, for who we do it? We did it for public. And Allah will say, what you want, sir? You didn't do your amal for me. Whatever it was, you did it to show people. So go to the people, go to Abdul Ghaffar, collect your wages from there. The same way, now we are giving that wages to ourselves. The payment that I did it. You didn't do it. You got no capacity to do it. It was Allah who. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And the minute you make shukr to Allah, then Hazrat explained further that tashakkur and takabbur. These are two qualities. Tashakkur, to make shukr, to be thankful. Takabbur, to have pride in you. These are two opposite qualities. And it's a rule of logic that ijtima'ul ziddain fi makanin wahidin fi waqtin wahidin mahalun. That two opposite things cannot be together at the same time, at the same place together. Like it can't be in one place day and night together. It's possible it's day here, and in America or in the Fiji Islands it's night now. That is possible, but not in the same place. And not in the same time, it cannot be. In the same person, two opposite things are there. So either you have takabbur in you, or you have tashakkur. Takabbur, pride, takes you further away from Allah, further away from Jannah. And tashakkur, being thankful to Allah, takes you closer to Allah, takes you closer to Jannah. So one of the two things you do, the one that takes you closer to Allah in Jannah, or the one that takes you closer to Jahannam and the Shaitan. And these are two opposite things, they can't be. So when you have pride, anything you just feel, just make, Ya Allah, it's your ni'mat. Make shukr to Allah. So you are placing the shukr in the right place. Allah is the one who gave you tawfiq. You are not doing a great favor to anyone. You are not doing a favor in any way to Allah when you praise Him. You are not doing a favor to anyone. You are just putting the right thing in the right place. And what is zulam? Wad'u shay fi ghayri mahallihi. So zulam, oppression, that you're putting a place where a thing where it does not belong. That is called zulam. For example, a pillow you use to sleep, but you are in jamaat, you haven't got a lid when you're boiling the water for your tea. You take the pillow, you put it on top of the pot. That is zulam. You're using it in the wrong place. Use it in the right place. If somebody took out his shoes and it's near his bed, when he gets up, he's going to wear it. And you wanted to block the door, it mustn't close with the wind. You took his shoe and pushed it there. No, that is zulam. You're using it for the wrong thing. So, wad'u shay fi ghayri mahallihi, this is zulam. Using a thing in the wrong place. So, when you are putting shukr in yourself, you are putting it in the, you are making zulam also. Allah gave you the tawfiq, put your shukr by Allah Ta'ala. And automatically, the takabbur will not only vanish, it will not only go in thin air, just like when you come into a dark room, you just press the switch, that's all you do. And where the darkness, you didn't have to give a 2-hour bayan to the darkness, that I want to come in here, I don't like it dark, I can't see, etc. Darkness, you get out from here, and you make all the burai and the evil of darkness. You didn't have to come in with all your lachis, big sticks, and to hit darkness to get out from there. All you did was put that switch down, and there the light came, and darkness, where it went, you don't know where it's gone. It doesn't exist. Just like that, put the switch of tashakkur, the switch of making shukr to Allah, and pride will go away in such a way you won't know where pride is gone. You won't need any real muraqabah. You won't need any real mujahada. You won't need a bayan. You won't have to fight pride. It will just go away. Just put on the button of shukr. Shukr is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So after making and really the enjoyment of Eid, which Allah put in my heart a few days ago, for some people the enjoyment of Eid will be all the food that will come. As if we weren't eating enough at Sehri time and Iftari time. And after Taraweeh again, some snacks again, or desserts again, and our savouries, our desserts, all the lekker things that we don't have in the rest of the year. Yeah, we had, and not only little, but we had enough of it. And now each day we're going to have again, and that makes so many people happy. Other people, especially children, what makes them happy? Clothes, women folk, their clothes they get happy with. What is the real happiness is the shukr. That Ya Allah, you gave me a tawfiq of being a living miracle. To keep 30 rozas, ask the non-Muslims that how is it to keep roza, 30 rozas voluntarily. Not a hunger strike or anything, Just for the pleasure of him who you cannot see also. This is like in your namaz, you make your niyat, I'm making namaz for Allah facing the Qibla, facing Kaaba Sharif. And when you reach the Kaaba, now for 20 years, 30 years you were saying facing the Kaaba. Today the Kaaba is in front of you. What a great thing. So for namaz also we say that I'm making niyat for Allah. Nawaitu an usalli, if you say it in Arabic or in Urdu, whatever language, in English, your own language, I'm making 4 rakats namaz for Allah, etc. And when you come in namaz, you say, Iyaka, you are the one I'm worshipping. That direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. If you concentrate on your Surah Fatiha, and by the time you come to Iyaka, you have reached the pinnacle of the meeting with Allah. And then when you go in sajda, what to say? What an added bonus that you are, so to say, at the feet of Allah, at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala. So Eid is that day that now Allah is giving the wages. Allah Ta'ala is paying out now. Who doesn't look forward to the day of prize giving? Who doesn't look forward at the day of graduation? Graduation for everyone. You didn't have to study so many years in a darulum, in a university. Yeah, 1 month's rozas, and Allah gives you emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah declares, ask of me what you want, and I will grant it to you. What a great thing. And Allah Ta'ala declares that I have freed them from the fire of Jahannam. So this is that happiness really. So shukr is a great thing. Shaitan said to Allah Ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will come from the right and the left, from the front and the back, from every side, and you won't find most of them making shukr. In other words, there is indication if you make shukr, you will be saved from the temptations of shaitan also. Make shukr, Ya Allah, you gave me these eyes. And in return, Allah will save you from the guna of the eyes. Oh Allah, you gave me this tongue. And what a ni'mat the tongue is also. With the same tongue, we taste hot and cold things, sweet and sour things, all types of things. We know many machines we have. When you want to do a different job, you have to now reassemble the whole machine. Put a different blade in it again. And now it will work according to that. You want to do again another different job, take out all that again, put in another blade. What if Allah Ta'ala made it, if you want to eat sweet, one tongue. And we had to carry a bag of tongues with us. If you want to eat something sour, take out another tongue. Take out this tongue, put it in, put another tongue. You want to eat something hot, take out another tongue. And then the tongue, if you to keep it in a bag, it will dry up, we'll have to have it conditioned so well. What chemicals we should have to put to keep them safe. Everywhere walking, wherever we go, going to a da'wat, your bag of tongues going with again. Anyway, how Allah Ta'ala made it this one tongue. And you taste something sweet, you taste something sour, you taste something hot, something cold, everything on this one tongue. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We will be saved from all the fitnas of the tongue. Make shukr, Allah gave us ears. A person who cannot hear, what a thing it is. Make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the ni'mats, our hands, legs, Allah will save us from the temptations of shaitan. from these evil things just by making shukar. Shukar is a great ne'mat. So this pride, this holier than thou attitude which we develop. On each day, many families will get together and we will say, I went 40 days Khanka, 30 days. And if a sense of pride comes, you have washed away everything. More before overeating and taking enos to digest the food, by that one sentence you digest it and diarrhea you got of all what you got in your 40 days. So on each day is where we have to be very careful. And people like to boast, and they boast also in different ways. A person must be very, 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 very considerate. One person wrote that some imams, for example, they sit at the back of the masjid. They don't sit here, the imam should sit right here in front. They sit there, so when it's namaz time, everyone can see Imam Sahib is going. Eh? So that is also you are showing off, that people must know I'm Imam Sahib. Eh? Also, I was just thinking, our hafiz, Allah reward them, accept the taraweeh, but after taraweeh, then they walk out. Eh? So you must check yourself. If you are walking out, that all must see who was the people who were making taraweeh. Who was the one who was reading so well, who read the whole? It can easily, our walking, there is pride in it. Our talking, there is pride in it. And on each day, lot of this will come out. And remember also, while we are here in the Khanqah, everyday talks, etc., we are listening. Yeah, our bimari, our illness won't come out. When a car gets serviced in the workshop, and you can't know the value of the car in the workshop, when it will come on the road, then you will know whether it has been serviced properly or not, or whether it was not serviced properly. So we also, yeah, now we can't know. When we'll go home the first night before each day with the wife, eh, and we will try and show that we had programs like this, and we had programs like this, tafsir of Quran, and Anwarus Salah, and Shauq e Watan, and what things we had, and what an electrifying environment, and all that. And we try and just impress on her that you had nothing. I think, see what we got. Eh? And you try and she in her humble way, we don't know where she might have reached by Allah. Eh? She might not have made so much ibadah, and quantity is not required by Allah in any case. Quality is seen also, and we don't know what is the quality of her ibadah. And we might think that I'm a great buzurg now. And if a person got khilafat, what to say then? That now he expects his wife to come and lick his toes now. Eh? That he got khilafat now. That he's somebody, some great buzurg or something. So all these things, this pride that comes into a person. So a person, and Allah loves that ibadah, at the end of which there is begging for forgiveness. That ibadah which brings pride in a person, that is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And that guna that brings pride is even worse. And that guna that brings humility is more better than that piety that brings pride. And Allah wala buzurg says so beautifully, naaz-e taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz-e randi. Naaz-e taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz-e randi. Naaz of taqwa. You got taqwa, which is a great quality. And on that also, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained it so beautifully. Nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. Muttaqi banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko muttaqi samajna haram hai. To become a pious person, to have the fear of Allah, taqwa. And taqwa in simple language is that you have built that ability which is in you, to just kindle that ability which is in you to do what commands Allah gave you. Every person has got that ability. Otherwise, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah hasn't given us a single command which we are not fit to do. If that was the case, نعوذ بالله, it will be zulam on us. Like a 2-year-old child, you tell him to pick up 100 tons or a box of 100 tons. That is zulam. How can the child pick it up? So Allah didn't give us a single command which we cannot do. What we can do, only that Allah commanded us. So, the zulam, if Allah commanded us only with that, which we are capable of doing. So, whatever commands of Allah Ta'ala, we are capable of doing them. That's why Allah has commanded us. So, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, inshallah that point will come, what I was trying to get to. I can't expect Maulana Musa to read my mind what he says. One time, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi used to stutter a lot in his bayans. People asked him, he said that so many subjects come. I stutter, must I start this one, must I start this one? How to link them up again? My Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi asked me, when you make bayan, do you have to like prepare to make your bayan? And in your bayan, do you run short of material? I say, Hazrat, so much things come that I don't know what to choose and what not to choose. What to say and how to connect them. They have to be connected again. And all that the poor brain has to work all the time. The tongue again is also poor tongue. How much pressure is coming on the brain, on the tongue, that what to say. So this here causes this little confusion, that now you don't know what to say, what to leave out, what not to leave out, how to join up the things. So anyway, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that nek banna, muttaqi banna, farz hai. So Allah, yes, this is the point that I was saying, that the quality of taqwa is in a person. Allah has given every person that quality. Every person who has to bring iman, Allah gave you that quality of iman. It is up to you now to take it out. To al-inaw yatarashahu bima fihi. It is in your heart. Take it out from your heart. Because when we were in Medane Alis, before we came in this world, our arwah, our souls, Allah asked all of us, everyone, every kafir, every jinn and ins, Allah asked, alastu bi rabbikum. And Allah presented Himself in front of us. And we all said, Bala, yes, you are our Rabb, Rabb, O Allah. So we are responsible for that. And Allah gave us the brains to understand the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah and oneness of Allah. And therefore, a non-Muslim, even if no message of Islam reached him, nobody made tabligh to him, but he had that brains which Allah gave him. And he was put in front of Allah. And Allah blessed him. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. All the whole system Allah has made that you can see Allah Ta'ala. Allah is many, and for a mu'min, how much more? So this quality of taqwa, like iman, is in a person. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ. It is either now the parents who make him a Jew, who make him a Majusi, who make him a Christian, whatever it is. But the quality of iman is in that person. The quality of taqwa is in a person. It is to kindle that quality. That is what we are required to do. So, this is what is taqwa. And what is that quality of taqwa which is in us? It is that power by which you will fulfill the commands of Allah. And that power by which you will stay away from the what Allah has forbidden, you stay away from. And it is within a person. It is a matter of kindling it, using it. It's like a treasure. It's there, but you are not aware it's there. And this is the effort of the khanqa and of the shaykh on the murid. That quality which is in him, just which is dormant, which is dead. Or to understand it, like you are having a barbecue. The fire seems to be dead. But they are ready, they are those embers. What commonly we do? We just take a fan. Either an actual fan, or we take a hand fan, a cardboard or something, and we fan it, and there we see the flame start again. So that is, the taqwa is there. It just has to be fanned vigorously, and let it come out, let that flame come again. The flame of iman is there. Just flame it, just fan it properly, and let it come out. That is what is required. So anyway, so, to become nek banna faraz hai, to take out that quality, muttaqi banna faraz hai, but to think I am pious, this is haram. And a good way to understand this is like a person takes a ball and he throws it up into the air. With how much power he threw it, and how much strength he has got in him, and how the weight of the ball, there is a lot of scientific calculation behind this, that how high the ball will go. So anyway, and many things are dependent on these calculations, that even balls in machinery, that they has to have an effect, how far will they go. Anyway, it will go to a certain height, and then finally it will stop. And where it stops, it doesn't stay there. And immediately it starts coming down. And it comes down faster than what it went up. So if you keep on making the effort of becoming a muttaqi, and you don't stop that effort, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until maut comes, you'll keep on going up. And the minute you become complacent, that now I'm okay, you won't stay at that place, you'll start coming down again. Okay? So, wo khud wo muslih kya rahega? Khasalih mein nahi rahega. Such a person, even if he got thousands of murids, you forget him being a Muslim, making Islam of other people, he won't remain naked himself. Even a sheikh has to be all the time watching himself, that if he thinks, now I got so many murids, I got so many khalifas, now I'm all right, he will come down again. He will fall immediately. You have to keep on making effort to go up all the time. Until maut comes, you have to make this effort. So anyway, so if you have this quality, that is taqwa. So naze taqwa se, the pride of taqwa, if this taqwa brought pride in you, that I am a pious person. And pride are of two types, as we have learned repeatedly. One is looking down on other people, that's also pride, I'm better than you. And one pride is that you don't look down on anyone, but I'm good. The minute a person thinks I'm good, that person is the worst. The minute I think I'm all right. And this commonly, where we will find this out, Jamaat comes to your door to make gasht, that we're having a program, etc. You say, I make namaz, I'm all right. My neighbors, the people opposite, they make tabligh. Non-Muslims go to them. So in other words, I don't need it. I'm all right. The minute you get that idea, I'm all right, you are the worst. And a person, if he can see, and he just looks a bit inside, below the skin, he'll see that there's all blood flowing, which is dirty, the blood. If he look in his stomach little, if he just scans with his eye, he will see urine filled in his stomach, in the bladder. He will see stool in his intestines, all the dirt and filth which is there. A person is filled, spiritual diseases we are filled with even more. And we have to keep on making effort until maut comes. So this taqwa, if it brings pride in a person, and this is called now naz, that is making, okay, just a little explanation also, difference between naz and niyaz. That also we have explained it, again we will repeat it. Naz is like a wife makes naz with her husband. Okay? Though the husband is paying all her expenses, he is giving her accommodation, he is seeing to her food, her clothing, but how she bosses him. And she controls him, military rule in the house. Okay? Though he is running the show, but he gets no show. She gets all the show. That is Naz, and they are entitled to it. And they must not be deprived of it. When a woman behaves like that, allow her to carry on. She shouts at you, allow her to carry on. It's a part of her package. She gets that in the package. Similarly, children make naz also. That daddy, abba, I want this, I must get it. How they fight with their parents. What right they got to demand? They're not even earning still, nothing. But how they demand, and how Allah makes your heart, you make sure you get it for them. So that is naz. And niyaz is humility, humbleness. And that husband who has got niyaz and the wife got naz in the house, that's a successful house. But where the husband has got niyaz, he wants to, I'm the big boss, I do this, I do that, and I've been spending on you for 20 years, and I've given you this lavish house, and your lavish lifestyle, I'm looking, I'm supporting it. And the poor housewife has to make niyaz. She has to, like a bichari bakri, she has to stay like a little dead fowl or a dead goat. No, that isn't happiness. Give her that position. Give her her naz to make. And you make niyaz. You be humble. But be a wise person, a prudent person. And in that you still control the house. And the control looks like in her hands. But you are the controller. Like many people who are wise like this, they are running big, big businesses, but you see them, their socks are torn, potatoes in their socks. Their trousers are not shabby, they are looking. And the other big people in charge there, they look like the big people, but he pulls all the strings from behind. He makes everyone happy that you people are running the show here. You are doing everything, but everything is in his hands. Finally, he has to put the signature. Finally, he has to nod his head. Without that, nothing happens. Everything happens with that. On the outside, it looks like these people are doing everything. So live humbly like that. So anyway, in the spur of this, now we have understood, inshallah, what Naz is. A person who has got this Naz because of taqwa. Because you're the husband, you got Naz in you. Because you're the boss, you got Naz. And you're treating your workers so badly. But if you got Niaz in you, the workers will treat you, not literally, but like they'll make you their khuda. That look at him, he does so much for us, and he's still so humble. They will have so much of praise for you. But if you have got pride in you, they will hate you. So the naz e taqwa, if taqwa brings this naz, usse achhi hai, phir naz e taqwa se phir achhi hai, niaz e randi. That prostitute who is selling her body, and she knows I'm doing haram, and she hates herself for it, but because of desperation, or whatever reason, she's crying to Allah. And she's committing the guna, but she's crying to Allah, Ya Allah, what am I doing? This amanat of yours, this body of mine, and what am I doing with it? Her crying is more better than the pride of the man who got taqwa in it. So don't, that we stayed here the whole month, and we think we became big wuzurds, and we got, if a person gets khilafat, I got khilafat also. And he thinks so much about himself, that a person who is humble himself, that person is much more better. Naz e taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz e randi jahe zuhad se. And if you get the quality of zuhad, zuhad abstinence, a very frugal life, very bare necessities of life you make do with it. That's also a great quality to have this very simple, humble life. But if you have that, jahe taqwa se phir achhi hai meri ruswai. And another person had committed a guna, or perhaps he never even committed a guna, they're accusing him of something, or he did do it also, and he's disgraced in everyone's eyes. Now when he's disgraced, he's crying to Allah, Ya Allah, make me maaf, what did I do, how did I slip, how did I make this mistake, oh Allah, please forgive me, he's crying, he is more better than this person who got zahid in him. A big zahid he is, a big sufi he is. And a dry Sufi he is. And he also is looking down on that person. That person is more superior than this person. So this pride should not come into us in any way whatsoever. And for that, the one is, as Hadrat has written, for sincerity, without the company of a sheikh, a person cannot get sincerity. And even more than that, humility, a person will not get without a sheikh. If a person treads the path of suluk, the path to reach Allah Ta'ala without a sheikh, and an active sheikh, not a passive sheikh, not a dormant sheikh, that you have no contact with him, nothing, then inadvertently you are going to get pride. You'll just do any neki, there's nobody like me, that I'm so great. Then you will become shaitan and worse than shaitan. Shaitan also said, Ana khayrum minhu. I'm better than him. And shaitan had still some logical reason to say that fire goes up, sand goes down, so therefore I'm better than him. We hardly got that logical reasoning behind us. We are made of sand. What right have we got to have pride in us? But it is this, that we are thinking we are very good. We are better than the next person. So this is a serious thing. And we have to keep the roza of this, that this pride does not come into us. If we kept 30 rozas and 30 rozas of pride, really it's a miracle, the 30 rozas. And you made khatams, you made 5 khatams, is a miracle. 1 khatam is a great thing, is a miracle. And if you made 10 khatams, and those who are hafiz, who have made up to 30 khatams, and mashallah, if there is somebody, and there are people today in the world who make the 60 khatams also. It's a miracle on its own. Just to be able to read so much is really a miracle. But if this brought pride in you, you are worse than the person who didn't keep 1 roza also. That person who didn't keep 1 roza and is feeling guilty that I never keep even 1 roza. Look at this other people, they're flying. Many of our murids, right? I'm the worst of all the murids. I see all my other peer brides, they are flying, they are reaching where and where. I'm still on the ground. That's a very good feeling to feel like that. That Ramzan, many people wrote, woman also, man also, 20 days, 25 days of Ramzan have passed. And we didn't do anything. And they are doing, they write what they are doing. But you feel I did nothing. That's a very good quality. And those people who did, and they feel we did something, they are gone down. And the worst is those who haven't done. who haven't got qualities and they feel we are somebody. We did so much, that is even worse. So this pride must not come. Even the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that the time of Sehri, Tahajjud time, though they are making istighfar, tawbah, crying to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and some rewrites the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah's Rasul, does this refer to the people who stole, who commit adultery, who drank wine, who gamble, womanize? Does it refer to them that they made? And Allah is referring to great, great virtues of such people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it refers to those people who made tahajjud, who kept roza, who stayed awake at night, who made tilawat, but now tawbah, istighfar, that ya Allah, we couldn't do your ibadat as it was supposed to be done. So anyway, the pride must not come into us. After keeping our rozas, making atikaf, spending 40 days, going jamaat 4 months, going for hajj, umrah, whatever we do, I became an alim, I became a hafiz, I gave so much of charity, I had so many masjids full. Not one, so many masjid. But these things must not bring pride in us. So that also roza, we have to train ourselves. That after all, realize this roza also is only by the fazl of Allah. And by His tawfiq, it's not my share, it's nothing in there. Only Allah Ta'ala helped us and saved us that we didn't eat by mistake also. Though by mistake you eat, it's overlooked. But that also we didn't do. And we are so particular when you're making wudu in Ramzan that you are more particular, one drop of water mustn't go down. If you have to make a faraz ghusl in Ramzan while your roza, it became faraz before you started your roza, then you don't gurgle your mouth also, that water mustn't go down. You are so particular about it. So and that is all by the tawfiq of Allah. Allah Ta'ala accept and make Allah make it that pride does not come into us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.